That was a great sermon. Thanks for inviting me to your church.
You're welcome. We're so glad you came.
I love Pastor Shane's story.
He always tells good stories.
They're always so fun. Hey, what's this?
It's a Bible.
Someone must have forgotten it or something.
It looks well used. Someone's going to miss that.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a bookmark in it. Where is it open to?
Let's see. It's the Book of Ruth.
There's a book about a woman in the Bible?
There are actually two books named after women in the Bible.
Ruth and Esther.
That's so cool. Tell me about Ruth.
Well, there are a lot of notes here at the beginning of the book. Let's see what it says. The Book of Ruth is a Hebrew short story told with consummate skill. Among historical narratives in Scripture, it's unexcelled in its compactness, vividness, warmth, beauty, and dramatic effectiveness, an exquisitely wrought jewel of Hebrew narrative art.
Whoa, that sounds so good. Read it.
Okay. Ruth chapter 1. In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land, and a man from Bethlehem.
That's where Jesus was born.
Yeah. A man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in the country of Moab.
Moab? Where's that?
Let's see. There's a map right here. Moab. It's here, east of the Dead Sea, about 60 miles from Bethlehem. There's some more about Moab in this note. It says that Moab was the name of a person, too. He was the son of Abraham's nephew, Lot.
So the Moabites were relatives of the Israelites?
I guess so. Oh, but it says that the Moabites and Israelites often didn't get along.
Isn't that just like family?
But it also says that the story of Ruth happened to take place during one of the times that there wasn't tension between them.
I guess that's why they felt it was safe for them to go to Moab.
I guess so.
Keep reading.
The man's name was Elimelech. His wife's name was Naomi. And the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion.
So good to see you. Where are you off to?
The famine is taking a toll on all of Israel, Boaz. Our family is suffering just as much as everyone else is. We need to leave and find a place that isn't being hit like we are.
So, where will you go?
I think we'll head for Moab.
Moab? Don't they hate us? And don't we hate them?
Well, yes, historically, that is true. But it hasn't been bad for many years. And we're going to do what we can do to help ourselves and trust that God will take care of the rest.
I'll miss you, cousin.
I'll miss you too, Boaz. But we'll be back before you know it.
Aw, don't cry, Boaz.
I'm not crying.
Hey, Boaz, when we get back, can we continue playing our game?
Of course. And I look forward to beating you.
Be a good boy for your mother.
I will.
I can't imagine having to leave my home like that.
And to not have enough food to eat.
Desperate times call for desperate measures, I guess.
I hope it turns out right for them.
Well, let's keep going.
Mother!
I mean it!
Well, I may not be that old.
But I am a widow now, so I'm gonna expect you boys to keep up the family line.
Mother, there was never any question that we would watch over you and care for you.
It's our duty and we're glad to fulfill it.
You are good boys. I'm blessed to have you. Now what about those girls I've seen you hanging around? Oh, don't look surprised. Mothers have a way of knowing these things.
I suppose they do.
Why don't you bring them around someday so that I can meet them?
All right.
Don't forget that.
Mother, we're back.
Oh, come on in, welcome.
Mother, this is Orpah, and this is Ruth.
Oh, it is so nice to meet you. Please, sit down, eat something.
Thank you for inviting us to your home. It's lovely.
Thank you.
You have raised such nice boys, Naomi. They treat us very well. I think that's because they have your God leading them. They've told us about your God and how he's a God of love.
Well, we have our God too. Chemosh.
Yes, but there is so much fear associated with Chemosh, especially with the human sacrifices. I just don't understand it.
Yes, I must admit that it is hard for us to live in a land where there are such things.
But we're still glad that we're able to escape the famine in our homeland.
Mother, I hate to cut things short, but we were going to the girls with the market. To the market.
Okay, of course. You go. Have fun. It was wonderful meeting you.
What happens next? Did they get married?
They did get married, but...
But what?
Malin and Killian ended up dying.
They died too, first their father and now them?
Yeah, the story starts out sad, but it gets better, I promise.
It does?
Yeah. Let's keep going.
Mother, have you heard?
Heard what, my daughter?
That your God has come to the aid of his people by providing food for them in Israel.
Oh, that is good news. Girls, we should go there. And soon. Go, pack your things, and we'll be on our way.
It's so strange to leave the only home I've ever known.
Girls, you should go back. Each of you to your mother's home. May the Lord show kindness to you as each of you have shown to your husbands and to me. May the Lord grant that each of you will find rest in the home of another husband.
Wait, no. I didn't mean anything by that.
No. Return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have any more sons who could become your husbands? I'm too old to have another husband. Even if I thought there was still hope for me, even if I had a husband tonight and gave birth to sons, would you wait for them to grow up? Would you remain unmarried for them? No, my daughters, it is more bitter for me than for you, because the Lord's hand has gone out against me. Look, your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. Go back with her.
Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. And where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. And there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if anything but death separates you and me.
Orpha just left?
Yes, she did. She went back to what she knew and what was comfortable.
But Ruth stayed with Naomi and was very loyal to her.
Well, that's good. I'm glad Naomi wasn't left alone.
No, they were actually very faithful to each other.
Ruth. Can this be Naomi?
Don't call me Naomi. Naomi means pleasant, and my life is no longer pleasant. Call me Mara, because the Almighty has made my life very bitter. I went away full, but the Almighty has made my life very bitter and empty. Why call me Naomi? The Lord has afflicted me. The Almighty has brought misfortune upon me. It is so strange to be back after all these years. But it looks so familiar, but feels so different without my husband and boys. Thank you, my daughter, for being here with me.
I'm happy to be here. We're going to need some food. I saw some barley fields on our way over here. Let me go to the fields and pick up the leftover grain behind anyone in whose eyes I find favor.
Go ahead, my daughter.
Lord be with you.
The Lord bless you, boys.
Foreman.
Yes, sir.
Whose young woman is that?
She is the Moabite woman that came back from Moab with Naomi. I think her name is Ruth. She said, please let me work with the gleaners and harvest behind the sheaves. She's been working steadily until now, besides a short break she's taking in the shelter.
Keep an eye out on her, and make sure the men don't lay a hand on her.
Yes, sir. Hey.
Yo. My daughter, listen to me. Don't go away from here, and don't go to another field. Stay here with my servant girls, and watch the field where my men are harvesting. I've already told the men not to touch you, and whenever you are thirsty, go and get a drink from the jars that the men have filled.
Why have I found such favor in your eyes that you would notice me, a foreigner?
I've been told all about what you have done for your mother-in-law ever since the death of your husband. How you left your mother and your father and your homeland to come live with the people you did not know. May the Lord repay you and may you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have taken refuge under.
May I continue to find favor in your eyes, my Lord. You have given me comfort and spoken kindly to your servant, though I do not have the standing of one of your servant girls.
Thank you. Men, come, let's eat. Wait, my daughter, come. Take the bread and dip it in the vinegar. And have some roasted grain too. Have all you want.
Sir, thank you for your kindness.
And men, even if Ruth gathers among the sheaves, do not embarrass her. Rather, pull out some stalks from the bundles and leave them out for her to pick up. And whatever you do, do not rebuke her.
I can't believe it's Boaz. What are the chances of that?
I think God arranged this that Ruth ended up at his field.
I can see God doing that. He's cool like that.
Yeah, he is. And just like Boaz told her to do, Ruth stayed close to his servant girls to glean until the barley and wheat harvest were finished.
And that's when Naomi had a brilliant idea. You.
Where did you work? Where did you glean? Blessed be the man who took notice of you.
The name of the man I worked with today is Boaz.
The Lord bless him, for he has not stopped showing his kindness to the living and the dead.
That man is our close relative. He is one of our kinsmen redeemers.
He even said to me, "Stay with my workers until they finish harvesting all my grain."
All that will be good for you, my daughter. So go with his girls, because in someone else's field, you might be harmed.
Okay, hit the pause button. What in the world is a kinsman redeemer?
I'm not exactly sure, but I know it's a good thing.
Let's see if the notes tell us anything. Here we go. The kinsman redeemer was responsible for protecting the interests of needy members in the extended family. For example, to provide an heir for a brother who had died, to redeem land that a poor relative had sold outside the family, to redeem a relative who had been sold into slavery, and to avenge the killing of a relative.
That is a good thing. It's someone who takes care of their family members in need. That's always good.
Yeah, it is. And just like Boaz told her to do, Ruth stayed close to his servant girls to glean until the barley and wheat harvest were finished.
And that's when Naomi had a brilliant idea.
My daughter, should I not try to find a home for you where you'll be well provided for? Is not Boaz a kinsman of ours?
Well, yes, you said he is.
Tonight, he will be winnowing barley on the threshing floor. Wash and perfume yourself and put on your best clothes. Then go down to the threshing floor, but don't let him know you are there until he has finished eating and drinking. When he lies down, note the place where he is lying, then go and uncover his feet and lay down. He will tell you what to do.
All right, Mother. I will do whatever you say.
Thank you.
hard today.
That's good. Now let's get some rest. Who are you?
I'm your servant, Ruth. Spread the corner of your garment over me, since you are a kinsman redeemer.
The Lord bless you, my daughter. This kindness is greater than which you have shown earlier. You have not run after the other men, whether rich or poor. And now, I will do anything that you ask. All of my fellow townsmen know that you are a woman of noble character. Although it is true that I am near of kin, there is a kinsman redeemer nearer than I. Stay here for the night, and in the morning, if he is willing to redeem, then good, let him redeem. But if he is not willing, as surely as the Lord lives, I will do it. Lie here until the morning. Don't let it be known that a woman came to the threshing floor. And hold out the shawl you are wearing.
Thank you, my lord.
So Ruth went back to her mother-in-law and told her everything Boaz had done for her.
And Naomi told her to wait and see what would happen with Boaz and the other kinsman redeemer.
I hope Boaz gets to marry her. He clearly likes her.
Right, clearly. Here, let's finish the story.
My friend, come over here.
Boaz, my friend, what can I do for you?
Sit here, and I will tell you. Naomi, who has come back from Moab, is selling the piece of land that belongs to our relative Elimelech. I thought I should bring the matter to your attention and suggest that you buy it in the presence of these seated here, and in the presence of the elders of my people. If you will redeem it, do so. But if you will not, tell me so that I will know. For no one has the right to do it except you, and I am the one next in line.
I will redeem it.
On the day that you buy the land from Naomi and from Ruth the Moabitess, you also acquire the dead man's widow in order to maintain the name of the dead with his property.
Then I cannot redeem it because I can endanger my own estate. I cannot do it. Redeem it yourself. Here, buy it yourself.
Today, you are witnesses that I have bought from Naomi all the property of Elimelech, Chilion, and Mahlon. I have also acquired Ruth the Moabitess, Mahlon's dead widow, as my wife in order to maintain the name of the dead so his name will not disappear from his family or from the town records. Today, you are witnesses.
We are witnesses.
May the Lord make the woman
who is coming into your home, like that of Rachel and Leah in the past, who together built up the house of Israel. May you have standing in all of Ephrathah and be famous in all the lands of Bethlehem. Through the offspring by which the Lord gives to you by this woman, may your family be that of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah. Amen.
Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. Then he went to her, and the Lord enabled her to conceive, and she gave birth to a son. The women said to Naomi, "Praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a kinsman redeemer. May he become famous throughout Israel. He will renew your life and sustain you in your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you and who is better to you than seven sons, has given him birth."
Ruth was such a wonderful person. She was so devoted to Naomi.
And Naomi's life is no longer bitter.
I think I left it over here.
Looks like someone has found it.
Oh, is this your Bible?
Yes, thank you for finding it. Were you reading it?
Yes, we were just reading the story of Ruth.
Oh, that's a good one. Did you get to the end?
No, not quite.
Well, go ahead, finish.
Are you sure?
You can't leave a story unfinished.
Okay. This, then, is the family line of Perez. Perez was the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Amminadab, Amminadab the father of Nahshon, Nahshon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, Boaz the father of Obed, Obed the father of Jesse, and Jesse the father of David.
You mean King David?
Yes, isn't that so cool? Boaz and Ruth were ancestors of King David, and therefore ancestors of Jesus. Both Boaz and Ruth are listed in the genealogy of Jesus in the book of Matthew.
I just didn't realize just how important women were in the Bible.
Yes, there are many important women in the Bible. Miriam, Deborah, Mary Magdalene, the list goes on.
And what did you think of the concept of the kinsman redeemer? Did you catch that?
It was incredible. A kinsman redeemer was a person who takes care of their family members in need.
That's right. And do you know that you, actually, we all have a kinsman redeemer?
What do you mean?
Well, we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We lost our inheritance and can't save ourselves. But there's one who became a human, and therefore near of kin to us, who paid the price that we could not pay for ourselves. It was to redeem us or rescue us that he became our kinsman.
Jesus!
Exactly. And we can all be assured of this, for Isaiah 43:1 tells us, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine."
And all we have to do is accept his redemption and follow him. Will you do that?
Yeah.
Will you do that?